African National Congress.
South Africa's time-tested revolutionary movement, born of the people into the front line, to spearhead the people's struggle for the seizure of power from the oppressors. A product of the battles of the African continent for liberation.
This evening, the program shall be presented to you in English, Zulu and Sotho by comrades Mahlomola Tau, Edward Dube and Richmond Ramotse. Now stand by.
Above the limits of kitchen life. We emerged out of the belly of imperialism and reaction. Proud wives of loving husbands whose courage slavery has failed to destroy.
He was a loving husband. I last saw him in the darkness of the night. And as the sun shone, he was dying in the dark cell. They said he hanged himself. It is not true.
Matebula had a gentle heart and came from Swaziland. He disappeared underneath the soil, searching for gold. He left me with four children. The eldest, who was our breadwinner, died in Soweto. How long must you suffer in this way? Wombs bear children only to see them die of malnutrition or from racist bullets. My son, who disappeared into exile, fleeing persecution, was murdered in his sleep in Mozambique. Indeed, the air we breathe in Southern Africa has the aroma of blood, the blood of our brothers and sisters, of children in Angola, Zambia, Namibia, Botswana, Lesotho.
We raised our voices in support of all these frontline countries. We sing songs of praise for their courageous support. We hold out our hands to all the women of the world to join us in our cause. We women are mothers of our nation. Malibongwe igama makhosikazi.
Thank you.
dear listeners, our program this evening brings you a drama on the oncoming tri-racial elections. So, compatriots, stay tuned.
And she's still not here. What's happening? A severe disco too.
I don't know, Daddy, what is happening. She said she was going to a rally, which was going to be addressed by Dr. Busa. I thought she would be here by now, at least too.
That is what she told me also. Maybe she has some problem with transport.
Say, how fun that the UDF political fun are, ne? She thinks Busa is the political leader in this country. She must ask from us, and we'll tell her. She's still a learner in politics.
Daddy, I've changed my mind.
What? What are you so excited? You've changed your mind about what?
I've changed my mind. I'm no longer going to vote. In fact, I'm going to burn my registration card.
Why? What happened? Is that what Busak was telling you to do? The whole of this afternoon?
Daddy, I have realized that this whole idea about constitutional dispensation and tricameral parliament is just a farce.
Oh, it's only now that you realize that. I told you exactly the same thing about a year ago, and you thought you knew and went to register, isn't it?
I told Zelda the same thing, Pat, and she dismissed me as politically immature.
What is this whole talk about? I told her. You told what to?
That this whole constitutional arrangement
is
was
just
a farce.
Where do you get that from?
Look, Dad, look. Both in his co-races have worked out this new scheme in such a way that they will always be in the majority. There is a built-in majority in this tricameral arrangement, which guarantees the perpetuation of white domination.
And you know, as a result of that, I tell you, it will be impossible for the representatives of the other racial groups to push through bills that might, bring about radical economic conditions, changes for us, the black people in this country.
And therefore, in the final analysis, the role of the representatives in the parliament will simply give some semblance of multiracialism to a structure that is essentially racist.
What is happening in this kitchen? What is this whole argument and noise about? Why do you people want to turn my house into some kind of a happy bar or a shibin?
As your gunners, Ella Dankel has no good brothers and sisters. They want to convince me that the new constitutional arrangement is not a move in the correct direction and that we should boycott the oncoming elections.
I tend to agree with them, you know, Miss Kat. I'm beginning to have doubts about the wisdom of going to vote. I've registered already, but I don't think I will vote. I think this whole exercise is time-wasting, actually.
May you're hot.
Compromises are always concrete. You strike a compromise while ensuring that your own position is not being jeopardized. The compromise must be such that it leaves you at least with some ground to be able to continue your struggle. But this one, with a built-in majority, is no compromise at all. But I tell you, it's treachery of the highest degree.
You are just talking English, my boy. The only thing is that your English is tinted with some politics.
Daddy, tell me, are you aware that taking part in this whole arrangement of borders is going to mean that young India and so-called colored men are going to be conscripted into the army as well?
That is what I wanted to talk about too, you know?
And my child won't go there, I'm telling you. I'm not going to let Pat die in defense of the Group Areas Act, the immorality laws, and all the rotten laws of this country.
And the racist discourse.
That's your only concern, Macy's. Discourse is what you know. I don't understand how the rest of you three look at things. While you insist on the need for the black people of this country to to be given equal political rights with the whites, you don't want us to have equal political obligations.
Lavi, look, I think you are one of those people who have been fooled into thinking that Botha is a man of change, a realist who has grasped the realities of our country and our region, and who is ready to conform to the demands of this situation.
And he is exactly the opposite of that.
I think you three are just victims of the radical propaganda of the ANC. Zelda, can you make us some tea, my baby, so that we can cool off our heads? Pat, get me my cigarettes.
Daddy, the tea is ready. Mommy, do you want milk in your tea?
Yes, please.
Pat! Pat, where are you? Macy, there's yours in the mug.
But why did you make it half full?
Ah, Macy, don't be petty. This is no lunch or supper. It's just tea.
I'm not talking to you.
Shh, just shut up, you two.
Pat thinks he knows better.
Of course, of course.
Pat and Macy, jala makharas as a bliftoch. You know, Miss Kat, I mean, even at this last hour, Botha still insists that the African people must go to the Bantustans, that they are not citizens of this country. I mean, how many millions of people have been removed forcefully to these Bantustans of his? He claims that they will exercise their so-called right to vote, and that is only in the Bantustans. Unlike you, he does not say their case will be looked into in the future. Botha is unambiguous about that. He makes no such promises.
So we are expecting Botha to openly admit that his Bantustan system has failed. He won't do that. In fact, it will be very foolish of him to do it, because you know this will give us even more courage and confidence in the final victory of our struggle. But it will also discredit him in the eyes of his own followers. They will lose confidence in him. To avoid this, therefore, he must give an impression that he still stands by his words. He knows for sure that the Bantustans can't just work.
And you know what impression are you giving me, Daddy? I think you are just arguing for the sake of it. Whatever you may say, I'm not prepared to change my mind. And I'm not going to vote.
I'm not going to vote either.
The same with me.
As for me, I am not only going to end there. I am actually going to agitate against voting. I'm going to encourage those who have already registered to burn their registration cards, whatever the repercussions. The Labour Party, I will ensure that the Labour Party must be fully isolated and exposed for what it really is. A group of petty opportunists. This is my stand.
You have been listening to the Youth Forum of Action, which brought to you a drama. The participants were Comrade Welile Ntlapo, who is the head of the African National Congress Youth Section, who played part of Mr. Van Rensburg, Comrade Sipho Ngcobo as Pat, Comrade Pauline Mashaba as Macy, Comrade Nompi Mokgotsi as Zelda, and Comrade Mavis Ntlapo, who was Mrs. Van Rensburg. So, dear listeners, tune again next Wednesday, the same time, on the 31-meter band, shortwave 9505 kilohertz. Comrades, the message in our drama is, let those who are turned into floor mats of the apartheid, terrorism, and violence. Comrades, we call upon the youth in their various formations to render unworkable the racist scheme to divide our people into tribal and racial groupings. Let us, in our hundreds of thousands, say no to the tri-racial elections and forward with the Freedom Charter. This is Mkhulule Sikhulule and colleagues saying, forward to a people's government and down with racist elections. Amanda, Mata Yaruna, all power to the people.
our task is to make government impossible for the apartheid regime. Making government impossible means, in practical terms, that we must destroy those institutions that facilitate government for the Pretoria criminals. Among these institutions, we count the community councils, the bantustans, the tri-racial parliamentary fraud, the pass offices, the rent offices, the courts, the police and army. Any of these institutions is a target of our revolutionary onslaught. Because it is through these institutions that Botha and Malan are able to control our lives. Anybody then who participates in these structures, who, like the community councillors, deliberately takes steps to defend and protect these institutions, is without doubt an enemy of the people. It means that such a person is aiding and abetting apartheid. Such a person cannot be spared. There is only one fate that is facing the apartheid regime. There is only one way that the evil system of apartheid can take, and that is the road to destruction. Already, Pretoria is approaching the precipice. It is on the edge of the bottomless abyss of shame and disgrace in which all oppressive and colonial regimes have fallen. It goes without saying that the agents of Pretoria, the defenders and perpetrators of this system, must go with it. They must follow it. The apartheid regime has outlived itself. Its destruction is long overdue, and its continued existence is a constant reminder to us that we have a war to fight. The length of time that the fascist regime continues to spend in our country, how long it continues to oppress, exploit, and murder us, depends on us. It does not depend on the oppressors. It is through our struggles, our steadfast and relentless assault on the enemy, that will determine the duration of Pretoria's existence. Today they are fighting with their backs to the wall. We have shown them through the heroic struggles of the past months that we are determined to rid ourselves of the scourge of apartheid once and for all. They have called in their fascist army and police to try and regain lost control, to try and grab the initiative that has slipped from their hands. Is it a wonder then that even the puppets are trying to mimic their masters by organizing their own instruments of oppression and violence? However, the big question is, who at this 11th hour, who on the eve of the destruction of apartheid would dare join these community councillors and the apartheid authorities in the defense of this evil system? Who on earth would stake his or her life in defense of a doomed system? We say confidently that very few of our people would do that. Let them do their dirty job alone. Let us not join hands with the oppressors against our own interests. What we need to do is to intensify the onslaught against the puppets, the traitors and the puppet institutions. Let us compile a list of those community councils who have voted for the funds to institute the police force of oppression. Let us strike first before they have the opportunity. Let us instill fear into them by hitting them one by one at times and places of our own choosing. This is a war situation. The one who wins is the one who can devise superior tactics to those of the adversary. We have a number of advantages over the enemy. We have the superiority of numbers. His economy rests on our shoulders. We work in their kitchens. Let them feel us. Let them fear each and every black man in South Africa. For indeed, the truth, the profound truth, is that each and every one of us is a freedom fighter. Each and every one is a guerrilla. The struggle continues. Victory is certain. Amandla ngawethu, matla kyaruna, all power to the people.
Sinethulela uhlelo lwesizulu luka Radio Freedom ngomsakazo kuumlomo kaKhongolo sinhlangano lelinkululeko eNingizimu Afrika.
The African National Congress of South Africa has welcomed the momentous campaign against apartheid, which is taking place in the United States. In a message to mark the 73rd anniversary of the founding of the African National Congress, Comrade O.R. Tambo said these activities will help in pressurizing the Reagan administration to reserve its support for apartheid South Africa.
We pay great tribute to the millions of people involved in the ever-expanding work within the worldwide anti-apartheid movement. They constitute a solid base of support for our struggle internationally. It is through their daily and sometimes unknown efforts that governments and peoples are kept alive to and mobilized in action against the numerous ploys of the South African racists to whitewash apartheid. In this context, we welcome the momentous campaign undertaken by the people of the United States, which involves legislators, judges, bishops, trade unionists, and other outstanding personalities and government officials, and which is targeted on pressurizing the Reagan administration to reverse its support for the Pretoria racist regime.
That was the president of the African National Congress, Comrade O.R. Tambo.
Oh, About the men and women who were children once. We are singing of gone generations that exist in our hearts and our minds. Makana and his returnless journey into the depths of the sea. Mandela and all the chained men and women in all the dungeons that are part of our earth. The trade unionists who went to the gallows singing. Silverton Trial, Moroka 3, Solomon Mahlangu. We are singing to the graves of Matola and Maseru, the sung and unsung matters of our time.
The people shall govern, apartheid must go forward with the year of the Keda. All power to the people.
You have been listening to Radio Freedom, the voice of the African National Congress and the People's Army, Umkhonto weSizwe, coming to you from the external service of Radio Zambia in Lusaka on shortwave 31 meter bands, 9505 kHz. Until Thursday, this is Richmond Ramotse saying the struggle continues and victory is certain.